Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, Saturday, May 27th. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. We have an interesting little split looking at DraftKings wise. 10-game day slate, which is a bit extreme. And a little annoying for us doing content. Followed by a 5-game main slate this evening. We'll take a look at some pitching at both slates. Obviously, the best options appear to be on the 10-game day slate. So let's dig in. Framber Valdez, 100% sure, just roll with him. Just threw a complete game shutout against this Oakland squad. Has gone for 40 plus DK points in two out of his last three starts. 8 plus strikeouts in three out of his last four. Coming in getting an extra day of rest. I am not worried about him facing Oakland a second time in a row. This Oakland squad is just super weak, and we just saw Hunter Brown just dominate them on Friday night. So Framber Valdez, 100% sure. My top pitching play of the day. I'm not gonna overthink it. I'm just gonna go with it. Logan Webb hasn't been as good on the road, but he does get a struggling Milwaukee offense who just lost Adames to the IL. It's going to weaken the lineup as well. It's the best pitching matchup on the early slate, I believe. Or one of the best. There's a couple decent ones, but this game does have a 7.5 total. Milwaukee's a slight favorite, but it wouldn't shock me if it gets back to a pick 'em really. I think both pitchers are in play. I actually like Webb slightly more than Corbin Burns. I definitely think he's an option for us. The one worry is he's been dealing with some back issues, so obviously, that could flare up at any point, so there is some caution there. But we don't have to really rely on him in cash because we just go up to Framber Valdez as the SP1 on this slate. Clayton Kershaw, probably not going to get there against Tampa Bay. I do like his upside and ability, obviously, but do we really want to use Kershaw against Tampa Bay? I think the answer is no. Luis Castillo, great spot. Weak Pittsburgh offense. Yes, I know they just lit up Kirby. I actually went to bed in the third inning of that game, just exhausted and thinking that he was going to have another great performance, and woke up to see what Pittsburgh ended up doing to him, and that's a bit shocking. Castillo has had some struggles recently, but coming off one of his better games of the season. I think he's in a great spot at home. As you can see, his numbers at home are far better than at the road on the road so far this season. So I am definitely all about Luis Castillo. He probably is the SP2. If you're playing cash, I think Valdez Castillo's probably just lock him in and then go to building your bats, but strong option. Zach Wheeler, not gonna make my list. I'm not using pitching against Atlanta in Atlanta for sure. I've been saying it for a while. Probably say it all season long, unless they go on some big losing streak. I'm just gonna avoid that spot. Pablo Lopez against Toronto hasn't been great at home. Does have 22 plus in three out of his last four, so he's throwing it pretty decently. I'm just not sure I'm going to go there against Toronto. At 8,700, I think it's close enough to Luis Castillo that I don't know that I really need to. And I think I'd rather use Chris Bassitt in that game against Minnesota. As much as it pains me to pick on my Twins, Bassitt has been throwing the ball really well. Coming off a not so good start against Tampa Bay, but only two of those runs were earned, but he did give up three home runs. He has been worse on the road, but there's plenty of K upside in this matchup. So I think I would rather just ride with Bassett than Lopez. It's close enough. The game does have a total of eight. Minnesota's a very slight home favorite, but I think for my money, I would rather go with Bassett than Lopez. Glasnow obviously hasn't pitched yet at the major league level this year. Has, put in, well, 14 starts, or four, not 14, four starts in his rehab. I know early in his rehab, he did get shut down. There was additional soreness in his side. Using him does worry me because of his, injury history. Strikeouts were really strong in the minors. 20 of them over 13 and a third. Pretty good, obviously. But he could be limited to the 75 to 80 pitch range, which is a little annoying, at 8,600 plus facing the Dodgers. I do love his upside, so I will have exposure, but I think I'm going to cap myself in the 15% range. I love his K ability. So if he comes out, throws four innings, 75 pitches, but he strikes out eight or nine, I think I can live with that on DK. I'd have to do the math, but I think that's something I can deal with. But I won't go too heavy on him just because I just have this huge fear of re-injury with him, with the violence in his delivery. But man, it'll be good to see him back. Tampa Bay gets stronger. Going down the list, Corbin Burnes, low game total favorite, sure. San Francisco just got to Peralta. It's a little worrisome. He hasn't been as strong at home. It was decent against San Francisco in the first matchup. A bunch of unearned runs. I just don't think I'm going to go there right now on the slate. I don't think I need to be honest. Charlie Morton has actually struggled at home. Plenty of home runs. I don't know that I want to go to Morton either against Philadelphia. I'm tempted to consider him, but right now I think I'm going to leave him out. That obviously could change as the morning goes on. Haney against Baltimore. I don't think I want to go there. Baltimore lit him up the first start of the year. He has been looked good the last couple. It's always possible that he could do it again, but I think I'm going to go Josiah Gray over Andrew Haney. Josiah Gray has been pretty strong. Just one game of over three earned runs allowed on the season, and that was the first start. Just one other game above two earned runs against Arizona. Walks have crept up while strikeouts have gone down the last few. That is very worrisome for me, but I generally like to attack Kansas City. I ended up off of Corbin as the day went on yesterday just because I needed to eliminate a pitcher from my pool to get my numbers back to where I was comfortable. I think Josiah Gray is an interesting option. I have not really looked at the weather yet to see. But let me take a quick look. It is pretty warm in Kansas City, but nothing really stands out. So, yeah, I think Josiah Gray is certainly in play for me. Luis Severino gonna be an option for me against San Diego. Overall, San Diego's offense has not been performing that well, and we know that Severino, when he's 100%, is a much better pitcher than $7,000. So Severino, I think, has got some big time GPP upside at his price. So somebody that I am going to take some shots with. Lorenzen, interesting to me, even though, the White Sox can surprise a little bit, and he's coming off a pretty bad start. He was solid for three starts before that. I think he could be worth a dart throw on this slate. He's actually a minus 115 favorite in this game, but it does have a little higher total, so Like you said, just more of a dart throw. If Contreras would strike guys out again, I think he'd be a sneaky option. But his strikeouts just have not been there, so I'm a little worried. I may not end up there. But he's somebody that's been on my radar. I can't fall for the Brady Singer anymore. Even against Washington, I might just have to pass until he shows me something. Looking here quick at the five gamer, the main slate, but it's five gamer. Ohtani at the top for sure. Do we really need to talk about Ohtani, especially taking on Miami? I will go with my Ohtani pretty easily. Verlander in Coors. I haven't dug into his career numbers in Coors, but I think he's definitely in play. One bad start against Tampa Bay, which to be expected. Scherzer looked pretty solid in Coors yesterday. I didn't look at the final score, but I know when I did go to bed, he was throwing pretty solidly. So I think Verlander in Coors is a fine option. Bibby, I think he's definitely in play. K numbers are kind of all over the place. Random walks, but he's been solid. So I think he's an option even against the tougher St. Louis squad. But Edward Cabrera, I think I'm going to play him. I mean, I pretty much have to in a five game slate, but obviously some worries going against the Angels, but he has some strong stuff and he can randomly just go off 12 Ks with five walks, against the Cubs. But the walks are can be an issue. He's going to allow a couple runs, but can he offset it with strikeouts? I think he can. Pitch count ramping back up. He topped out at 109. They brought him back down, stayed down a little bit. Now it's going back up again. I like that trajectory. So I'm gonna definitely consider him on the slate. Looking at Chicago, wind's blowing in from right field, so interesting. Williamson had a pretty strong debut in Coors, struggled against St. Louis, but kind of expect that. St. Louis has some guys that can hit left-handed pitching. The Cubs can a little bit too, but there might be some upside in him at that price. Maybe it's time to just go back to Flaherty. Struggled, but then dominated Milwaukee. I don't know what to do with Jack Flaherty. I'm going to have to dig in a little bit more. I just know that I like to target pitchers against Cleveland, even if they don't strike out as much as you would like. They just lack power in that lineup. Davies and Whitlock returning from the IL. I'm going to have to dig in more to see about rehab starts, but I'm not really, excited to use either. So it'll be interesting to see what they did rehab wise. Yeah, no thank you on Chase Anderson. Maybe Jameson Taillon, but he has not looked good. And they pushed his starts back. So I'm gonna have to try to read some reports on health and go from there. A little longer video, probably the longest one I've done so far, but 15 games to look at. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get an alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, I will put links in the description below, dfsarmy.com. Use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.